Imagine discovering that your body is hosting an invisible war every time you have sex. Not just any war, a sophisticated battle with specialized troops, strategic maneuvers, and complex defenses. This is the startling reality revealed in Sperm Wars. Human reproduction isn't the romantic, simple process we're taught. It's an evolutionary battlefield where millions of years of adaptation have created astonishingly complex strategies for genetic success. Every human alive today represents an unbroken chain of reproductive victories stretching back to the dawn of life. When you look at old family photographs, you're witnessing the winners of countless reproductive competitions, people whose genes successfully navigated this hidden battlefield. What's most fascinating is that these sophisticated strategies operate largely beneath our conscious awareness, influencing our attractions, behaviors, and even our most intimate moments in ways we rarely recognize. Only about 1% of sperm are designed to fertilize eggs. The rest serve as blockers, forming barriers in cervical mucus to stop rival sperm, or killers that destroy competing sperm. This explains why men produce hundreds of millions of sperm. They're creating a specialized army, not just seeking fertilization. The female reproductive tract actively manages this competition. After intercourse, the cervix extends to collect sperm, with about half eventually ejected in flowback 30 minutes later. The remaining sperm either travel to the oviducts, form reservoirs in cervical crypts, or stay in the mucus until white blood cells consume them. When sperm from different men compete, the outcome depends on timing, sperm quality, and female physiological responses. This unseen battle determines paternity without any conscious awareness from the participants. These evolutionary mechanisms persist even in committed relationships optimized for reproductive success. Women possess remarkable control over reproductive outcomes through sophisticated physiological mechanisms. The female orgasm serves as a tool for reproductive selection by controlling sperm retention. Without orgasm during intercourse, a cervical filter remains intact. With orgasm, this filter weakens, allowing 50-90% sperm retention compared to just 0-50% without. This occurs through cervical gaping, dipping movements in the seminal pool, pressure changes that draw semen into cervical mucus, and emptying cervical crypts. The visible orgasm initiates cervical activity that continues for minutes afterward. Women also influence reproduction through masturbation and nocturnal orgasms, which strengthen the cervical filter by increasing mucus flow and acidity while voiding stored sperm. Research shows women average one weekly nocturnal or masturbatory orgasm during periods of fidelity, increasing to every other day during infidelity. Notably, women maintain these biases discreetly, keeping their intercourse orgasm rate with partners consistent regardless of fidelity, while increased private activities remain undetected. About 10% of children aren't fathered by their presumed fathers, a reflection of sophisticated female mate selection strategies operating below conscious awareness. Women show a distinct pattern. Second children are most likely their partners, while first and last children more frequently come from other men. This pattern serves evolution. First children test parental commitment, middle children secure the relationship, and last children introduce genetic diversity as reproduction winds down. Women's infidelity often unconsciously seeks genetic benefits for offspring. While a stable partner might provide excellent resources and care, they may lack desired genetic qualities. Through strategic infidelity, women can secure both reliable support and advantageous genes for their children. Xenophilia, a preference for strangers, influences female mate choice across primates. Similar to female red monkeys who prefer new males over familiar ones, human females often favor genetic novelty. This preference has evolutionary value. If the stranger gains social power, he may protect potential offspring. Even forgotten contraceptive pills can reflect subconscious mate selection. A woman's body might instinctively avoid conception with a partner she subconsciously views as genetically less robust, creating opportunities for potentially superior genetic matches. Sexual technique is a learned skill for human males, not an innate ability. While basic functions are automatic, effective courtship and intimacy require experience. Women's complex anatomy, particularly the clitoris's small size and position, creates a natural screening mechanism for potential mates. Women evaluate sexual competence alongside other mate selection criteria, assessing physical technique, emotional awareness, communication, and adaptability. This sexual prowess serves as an indicator of overall fitness as a mate and father. Women maintain control over their sexual response. Genuine arousal and comfort cannot be forced. Skilled partners create conditions that facilitate natural pleasure rather than demanding specific outcomes. This preference for sexually skilled men serves an evolutionary purpose. Sexual competence signals previous female approval, a form of social proof that suggests desirable traits. This creates an evolutionary feedback loop where sexually successful men likely produce sons who inherit both physical attributes and capacity for sexual competence. Bisexuality offers reproductive advantages for both sexes. For men, studies show 80% with homosexual behavior become sexually active by age 15, nearly 3 years earlier than exclusively heterosexual males. This early experience builds interpersonal skills that transfer to female partnerships. Male bisexuals report higher partner counts across genders and often father children with multiple women, spreading genes more widely than exclusively heterosexual men. Skills from managing same-sex relationships transfer directly to managing heterosexual ones. Female bisexuality shows evolutionary advantages through sophisticated sexual practice. Women experience orgasms twice as frequently with female partners compared to male partners, developing control over sexual responses that influences mate selection and reproductive success. A biological pattern emerges in lesbian sexual activity, peaking during women's fertile phase, similar to patterns in female cows, rats, and guinea pigs. This hormonally regulated synchronization suggests evolutionary roots for same-sex behavior. Bisexuality rates remain stable at approximately 6% for men and 2-3% for women in industrial societies, reflecting an evolutionary equilibrium. Historical evidence shows bisexuality was more common and accepted in smaller communities with lower disease prevalence, with 60% of documented human societies viewing it as normal behavior. Modern social changes are reshaping reproduction without erasing evolutionary foundations. Child support enforcement and genetic testing have reduced men's ability to deny paternity, giving women more freedom to pursue genetic diversity and resources from multiple partners. Yet our drive to maximize grandchildren persists. China's one-child policy illustrates how reproductive strategies adapt to constraints. While reducing family size, it led to a 1.6-to-1 male-to-female ratio through selective practices. This makes evolutionary sense. When reproduction is limited, having sons becomes optimal since successful males can father many children despite restrictions. Women show remarkable sexual diversity. 2-4% never orgasm, while 5% experience multiples. 10% never climax during intercourse, while 10% consistently do. Preferences vary between passive and active. 50% regularly masturbate, while 20% never do, and 40% experience nocturnal orgasms. This variation serves reproductive purposes, testing male competence, maintaining female control, and allowing partner education without enabling infidelity. Despite scientific advances and social changes, these ancient strategies continue influencing human sexuality. Though we have birth control and new social norms, examine your attractions and relationships. You'll find these evolutionary patterns still shape our intimate lives, connecting us to countless successful ancestors.